Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am your host, Atiq Ahmadbhatti. And I do hope, as always, that you are well and that you've had a wonderful week indeed. Now, my guest on today's episode is Zoe Scanlon, who retrained in homeopathy after having her first child almost 20 years ago. She was also inspired after homeopathy healed her postnatal depression and her baby's impetigo almost overnight. Fantastic, just to know that, isn't it? Now, Zoe's clinic is actually in Brighton in the UK, and she has a very special interest in supporting parents to treat their children using homeopathy. Her well-loved book for parents called Homeopathy and Natural Remedies for Children also supports this work. Woohoo! She is an author indeed. And if that wasn't enough, I have to say she is also now the homeopathy course director at the College of Naturopathic Medicine in London. It's also called CNM. And you'll remember in the early days, the founder and director at that time was Hermann Kepler. He came on at that time. And we have actually good news, we do still keep in touch, and that's why Zoe is here. So, without further ado, Zoe Scanlon, it's so nice to have you on the Homeopathy Health Show. Welcome.
Thank you, Atiq. It's lovely to be here with you.
So, you have a fascinating journey indeed. And I've been interested to know, actually, about you retraining in homeopathy. What does that mean?
Well, when prior to having children, I just had a great love for nature. So when I was training after, you know, school, I went and did environmental science because I was wanting to save the world at that point. So I did a degree and a master's in environmental science and environmental management. And that was very much my career up until having my children. And but when I had my children, I don't know, I guess something changed in me. To be honest, I used to feel a bit upset with the humans on planet Earth for, you know, looting nature and, yeah. And so...
We are paranormal, aren't we?
So,
welcome to Earth.
I know, I used to feel so
fish
bad.
And chips.
Yeah, I know. So it was quite a turnaround, really. It was after, I think, something happened to my heart. When I had children, I suddenly started to care very much for humans. And obviously the experiences that you just read out about the impetigo for my little 10-week-old son. And I wouldn't say I had terrible postnatal depression, but definitely mild postnatal depression that was a real Yeah, it was very hard to manage at the time. And I refused to, well, I just didn't believe I'd had postnatal depression. But the homeopathic sepia was my first remedy that I ever took. And it was just so profound, the change I had literally overnight. And also seeing impetigo literally clear up off over sort of 24 hours that was on my little baby. He was only 10 weeks old, and we were kind of being threatened with antibiotics, which just, yeah, my instincts were screaming at me, no, don't do this. So these two experiences, I just thought, wow, like that's absolutely incredible. How do those tiny little sugar pills create that much change in such a short space of time? And yeah, and I think, and so I just felt like kind of compelled, really. I thought, I really want to understand how that works. And that was the point at which my career changed, which was wonderful because, I always say that if I'd never trained, well, if I'd never become a professional homeopath, those sort of 4 years training as a homeopath, but it would have been time well spent, you know, contributing as a tool for a mother. Because I used, you know, I brought my two boys up, they're 19 and 14, and they've only ever had homeopathy. So it brought a lot of peace to me as a mother to have that knowledge. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
You know, I always say when we have stories like this that it's so important, isn't it? Because of the empowerment factor there.
Yeah.
And just to know that you can do something about health even whilst you are at home, it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I work now with lots of mothers and parents in my clinic and in my practice. And I think it's one of the most rewarding things that I do really is to help parents understand about the holistic health paradigm, which is obviously quite different to how we're, I don't know, conditioned in society to understand health to be and what we have to do if we are ill. And yeah, it's just, and it is, as you say, it's like empowering to understand health and to see sort of the light bulb go off when it's like, you know, no, we mustn't suppress a fever. If you're going to do something amazing for your child, you've got to let them go through a fever, you know, unsuppressed. And homeopathy is a wonderful tool. And I think parents very often turn to Calpol and antibiotics because they don't really have any other alternatives. You know, we're not trained in any other way of dealing with illness. And so yeah, it's lovely to introduce those ideas to parents and to see how the children improve, you know, and the, like you say, the parents gain confidence and empower. I mean, there's nothing more, there's nothing better, I think, to be able to, you know, reach for your homeopathy kit when you've got your child, you know, going through a fever in the middle of the night and be able to give them a remedy. And just they do that wonderful sigh where they just let go, roll over and go back to sleep. And you just, you know, and they wake up very different in the morning. So yeah, I think it's a beautiful tool to have as a parent. I'd love homeopathy to be put in. They used to have these packs, things you call bounty packs at the hospital. They used to give out to all new mothers, and yeah, I'm sure there was Coca-Cola and all sorts of terrible things in there. You know, I'd love them to have sepia and a few basic remedies. That would be a great thing to offer new mothers.
You know, it's interesting because just earlier today I was talking to a patient, and she said, oh, her little boy was not feeling very well, and he ran to her and he said, I need the homeopathy.
Oh,
And that was just brilliant,
yeah.
because and he responds really well to it, and
Yeah.
it's just like that's the empowerment, right? To have this knowledge. And I always find we're in a very strange predicament, aren't we? Because it's almost like, dare I say it, everything has to be so controlled that we have to follow a process. But it's not about that. It's If it's about your health, there is no process. There is actually just a call to action, right?
Yes,
And you
yes.
do what you need to, you mold accordingly. And to have knowledge about your own health, I mean, come on, we're in the 21st century, you know? We need to be able to have that much empowerment that we can, for common ailments, certainly for acutes as well, that we are able to treat ourselves. Why not? I mean, isn't that a benefit to everybody?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it costs less. It's very cheap homeopathy. And yeah, I think yeah, I'd love to see more households with a homeopathy kit and a little guidebook that's not complicated, just to give a parent a starting point. You know, and it's not to put us professional homeopaths out of business because you know, I'm always here to guide parents that are wanting to learn themselves. And it's just, yeah, it's just so nice to see what they can do. And also it's comforting for them to know they can always turn to, somebody like me or somebody like you that knows a little bit more. And it's an ongoing journey. I mean, even though I've been doing homeopathy for so many years, I still feel like I'm learning constantly. I still feel like, God, I don't even think I know very much. It's really an incredible, never-ending form of learning.
Yeah, it's
And all of us, I'm
extremely
sure.
progressive as well, and I join you in that. There's always so much to learn, and but that also tells you that it has to be a real science, right? Because of the fact that it's progressive. New remedy provings, new ways of approaching certain conditions. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. I mean, there's so much research going on around the world, and yes, it may not hit the headlines, but there is a lot of work being done, isn't it, in the background?
There is. And all the wonderful podcasts also. I know podcasts are a real thing at the moment, and it's a such a brilliant way to get information. There's your podcast, and and there's and just hearing about all of these different homeopaths all around the world, just the way they specialize. We all specialize, don't we? So we go to, I always think about homeopathy training as like learning to drive a car. You do your training, you get your qualification, but then it's really when you start practicing that you really develop and learn. I think it has been that case for me. And we all go in different directions depending what our interests are, what our background is, and the way life takes us. And it's all, I think we can all learn so much from each other as professional homeopaths.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Absolutely agree with you. And hey, I wanted to ask you actually something about postnatal depression. So, having gone through that in whatever form, you know, it's interesting because sometimes people don't get it unless they go through something, and that doesn't mean obviously anybody saying go through it, but it's you only know how to treat something, right, when you're in that predicament and when you are going through something, and it's the way that the mind works, right, and the different hormones that are involved, and here comes homeopathy and says, do you know what? Rather than force you to get better, let's just align you back up. Let's rebalance you, you know? And it's such a soft and gentle way that sometimes you don't even know when you've come out of that forest, haven't you?
Yeah, that's so true. I was talking about that recently. Just how, if you have your, obviously you do your first consultation and then you've got your second follow-up consultation. And I always love it actually in that second consultation where you might the client might come back and they say, well, I don't know, I think it's helped, or they're not fully clear. And then you go back and say, oh, well, how's this symptom and how's that symptom? And they say, oh, I completely forgot I had that. Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh, and what about this? And, oh, no, I don't have that anymore. And I always explain to them, that health is silent. We only really notice when we're out of kilter, when we are back in balance and feeling fine, life's busy, and our mind is then grabbed by something else, to take our attention. And it's only really if somebody regresses back into a health, a negative health state that they'd come out of, that they really notice, the change and the healing that they've been through. I mean, sometimes it's, direct and profound, and there's absolutely no question. And very often it's like that. But also very often it's, it's really nice to sort of look back and remind them. And health is silent. It only shouts at us when we're out of balance or something's ailing or hurting. Yeah, it's.
Very interesting. And you're obviously based in Brighton. I introduced you saying that actually that you have a clinic in Brighton, and you have this special interest in supporting parents to treat their children using homeopathy. And that's so important. Just with that ex little example I shared, and even at home, I know very much that we don't need to go to get anything from anybody. It's just I'm just being careful with the words I use, as you can imagine, but everything is self-sufficient. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant because everybody knows what they need to do at a time of illness, how to be very mature about it, because that's also very important, isn't it, Zoe? Being mature in your understanding, but that only comes as a result of empowerment,
Yeah, knowledge
right?
and yes, exactly. Knowledge. Yeah, you can feel like you use the word mature, and I think it's I think we can be calm and collected and balanced when it comes to health or ill health when we have faith in what we're doing. And that takes a little while to develop, doesn't it? Because we're very conditioned to just trot off to the doctor at every symptom, whereas it's such an opportunity to be able to sort of put all of those things to the side. And I always think about it as like a new plan A, like when you have you're learning homeopathy, it takes a little while to have that moment where you just think, oh my God, that is amazing. And I think once people have that moment, whether I think of it as an Arnica moment, like you have, especially if someone's had a symptom that's like an ongoing symptom and they know the general pattern of it, they get ill, maybe it's cystitis, they go to the doctor, they get antibiotics, and then they feel better. And then, of course, very often with antibiotics, the symptom will come back. So it's always so satisfying to, offer a remedy that they can either use themselves at home or, something constitutional that you'd get from a professional homeopath, and then see that completely different pathway that they then take, from the normal route that they are so used to. And that's when you can really see, what homeopathy can do and offer somebody. And it's always very satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, and as you were saying that, I was just thinking that we're used to generally, when you look at conventional systems, it's all about dosage. And sometimes, those pills are quite big, right? Those tablets. And then with homeopathy, one globule, and that's it. That's one dose. And it's tasty, right?
Yeah, children love it. You don't have to force a child to have homeopathy at
Isn't
all, do
that
you?
just brilliant, though, to be able to,
No.
seriously, in the grand scheme of things, right, to be able to get somebody better with a relatively sweet tablet pill or even a few drops.
Yes.
Just such a delight, isn't it? It's like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah. And children love it because I think it's such a lovely transmission of care and love from the mother or father or carer, whoever's providing that for a child. The children love it. And like you say, they'll often come and ask the mum for one, I mean, the parents that I work with will often say, oh, they absolutely love it. I have to hide the remedies from them. And that's something else, actually. I don't know how many of your listeners are sort of lay people. I don't know how many are homeopaths, but that's also something that's really important to know, because, I'm sure most homeopaths have had that where you've had a mother phoning up saying, oh my God, my child found the kit and they've eaten all of the Arnica pills and, what's going to happen? And you can just say, with confidence, don't worry. As long as they haven't, eaten them with 5 minutes intervals, they're likely to have gobbled them all up quite quickly. And so that's probably just one or two doses of arnica, isn't it? Rather than, if you drank, obviously, if you ate a whole packet of allopathy, that would be very problematic. But
It would
homeopathy
be.
is so gentle. And I think people have the concept of how many pills to take, That's so different, isn't it? It's so different to get your head around from the allopathic way that if you have one pill or if you have two pills, that's like double the dose. Whereas in homeopathy, you could have one pill, one granule, one drop, a whole bottle, and that would all just still be one remedy as long as it was, above 12C.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if it's based on energy anyway, and the vibrational essence of a remedy or the digital signature, let's call it, then yeah, it doesn't really, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make a difference. But I do think also from the other side, though, that it may well be because we're so used to take this 3 times a day, 15 minutes before meals, take two tablets, take three. So it's almost like you could argue just good housekeeping to say, two tablets or one, that's where I'm coming from, certainly, because otherwise it's the same. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't.
These little tiny little pills. And it, yeah, and my experience of going back to the postnatal depression, it was so profound that I just remember, and this thing about that we now know so well as homeopaths, that feeling of you just feel better in yourself. That just really kind of flummoxed me. But the feeling was so sort of strong and so clear, because I was feeling this like flat line of like my mood was so low and I was feeling anxious about so many things, that I knew that I wouldn't usually feel anxious about. And one dose, I think it was like a CPR 200, I think it was. I took one before bed. And it was that next morning, I just woke up and I still, it was such a moment for me. So I just remember looking around the room, thinking, oh my gosh, I think I feel a bit better. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was that felt better, but I just felt lighter somehow. And of course, we know that now to be, a very sort of profound shift internally of I just feel better in myself. You're on the right track when somebody feels like that. And then you, of course, you'll see it with a child, that's maybe got a malaise or a cold or a fever. They'll be sort of very lethargic on the sofa, and you give them a remedy, and next thing they've popped up and they're pottering around or playing. They've still got their cold, or they might still have the fever, or whatever the symptoms are. But there's something about their basic energy that shifts, that they'll suddenly have the capacity to get up and read a book or have a little play with something. It's so tangible and so apparent. It's such a wonderful form of treatment.
It is, and also, what's so wonderful about it is because over time, it just becomes normality. Your child's got a fever, your child's, I don't know, God forbid, got food poisoning, or they're just not feeling well, they've got a bit of a temperature or a cold. It's like, here you go, take these, and you just carry on. It's not like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do now? I have to do this. I need to call the school. I need to do this. I need to call the GP. I need to go to the pharmacy. Panic, panic, panic. It's not. It's just like, well, there you go. Settle down. Have some water or whatever it is that needs to be done. And it's so nice, isn't it? It's so nice.
It's very comforting, and it's very soothing for a mother's anxiety, isn't it? I mean, I do think that there's and I could probably put myself in this camp as well, that it attracts mothers or parents that are slightly arsenicum in nature, and I think I see that a lot in the parents and that I work with are really drawn to homeopathy because for the layperson that doesn't know about arsenicum, it's they're very, very worried about health. And I think you never quite know what you're going to be like as a parent until it actually happens. Some parents are so super chilled and other ones become really quite frightened with the responsibility, and the health of their child really worries and troubles them. And that's quite typically arsenicum. And I think, I mean, it's many other remedies as well, but I think homeopathy really suits the arsenicum type because they respond to anxiety by, needing that element of control in life. And homeopathy gives that to them. It gives them a form of control that is very effective and it soothes them, And as a practitioner, holding their hand just to kind of get them over the starting line of the first going through the first fever. Using homeopathy rather than, leaning into Calpol, which is just so such a normal part of day-to-day family life, to have the Calpol in the drawer. And I just, yeah, it's always such a joy to introduce. I always think about that ABC, the Helios ABC. I never write it down like this, but I'll often say, it's great for pain, fever, inflammation. So if you're going to reach for the Calpol, reach for this first and see, just see what's possible.
The station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, I want to ask you about your book. When did it actually come out? Do tell.
Oh, well, that was, I never intended to write a book. It was kind of an accident, but it was when I was studying, we had to do a dissertation. I studied at South Down School of Homeopathy, which is based in Chichester
I
University.
know, I teach there.
Oh, do you? Oh, very
It's
fond
such a nice
memories.
school,
It
honestly.
is. The setting's fantastic there.
It is.
So we had to do a dissertation as part of our training, and I decided I was going to create information sheets that were
Okay.
going to, because I didn't just want, I felt my role as a homeopath, I feel, is very much about education. It's not just about giving a pill and improving health. It's about really shifting people's awareness of what they can do and just kind of understanding the holistic health kind of paradigm.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to just give them a pill. I wanted to give them information about, I don't know, colic or nappy rash that they can take away, and they can find products that are, useful products for them, or information, or, I don't know, herbs or flower essences, all of these essential oils, dietary advice. I wanted to give them a more complete option. That
Yeah.
they can, that, as we said again, like just to kind of empower them and give them different options apart from just the homeopathy. So that was what it began. That's what it began as. And I had all these little different information sheets about colic and fever and asthma and eczema and nappy rash and all sorts, constipation, coughs. And just literally at the end of the training, somebody said, "Well, why don't you put them all together and make it into like a little book?" And it had never occurred to me, and I thought, really? And one of my fellow co my peers at the collie on my course said, "Oh, I'd buy one." So I bought it in, and a few of my classmates bought these books, and I just couldn't quite believe it. And it kind of
Brilliant.
just
That's
sowed a
so good,
seed.
isn't
Yeah, sowed a seed in my mind. And so
it?
then I made it into more of a proper book, added more chapters. It's got, oh, I don't know, it's probably got about 20 chapters, I think.
Oh, do go through
Oh,
what you've
yeah,
covered, I
okay. I'm
think.
just looking at it now. Yeah. So it starts off, it's got like sort of a first part which introduces like a natural home medical kit. So it talks about homeopathy and remedies, tissue salts, vibrational essences, aromatherapy herbs. So it's got that as like your medicine kit. And then
Okay.
it gives information. There's a few chapters about, ingredients for a healthy child, caring, how to care for your unwell child naturally, and then using homeopathy specifically to treat children. So that's like the first sort of part of the book. And then it goes into all the ailments, which are like asthma, behavioral and learning difficulties, birth trauma, chicken pox, colds, colic, stop me when you're bored, conjunctivitis, constipation, coughs, croup, diarrhea, earache, eczema, emotional well-being, fever, Joe and measles. And so it kind of goes on. So, and it talks about just seeing, sore throats, teething, vaccine. I've got a chapter in about vaccination, which is always obviously a very emotive issue. But I worked a lot for Arnica when my children were younger. We've got, I don't know if you probably are aware of the Arnica network.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Oh,
I,
yeah.
with a lovely colleague of mine, Carmel Odell, who's also a homeopath, we used to run the Arnica in Brighton together, the Sussex
Oh,
Arnica.
that's nice.
So vaccination was always a really important topic, just to offer parents information and guidance of information. So I would always refer, we always arrange for Jane Donegan to come down to Brighton and talk to the parents about it. And so that was really important for me to put it in there. But yeah, I know it's a very emotive topic and I won't go on about it now because you might have to cut this out. I don't know how sort of free it is. Going on, so weaning and nutrition, whooping cough and worms. So that is, yeah, that's the list. And Helios, there was such a lovely lady that works at Helios not long after probably, I don't know, some years after I graduated. And I remember phoning her and saying, "Would you like to stock my book in Helios?" And she was so supportive. She was so lovely. I sent her a copy and she just wrote such a lovely write-up about it and was kind of so encouraging because I wasn't very confident of it or myself, as a practitioner, or that even this was of any value. And she said, "Actually, I think there's a little gap in the market for that, because it's nothing fancy. It's something I print myself, and it's literally noddy homeopathy. It's like homeopathy. It's like bullet points and a small table with a few words to describe the remedies. But what I've discovered is it's just a really good introduction for parents, that isn't too wordy, that they can open in the middle of the night when their, child has a fever and just literally look at this very sort of simple prescribing guide. And yeah, and it's and I've had wonderful feedback on it. It's actually very touching. Quite surprising and very touching, the impact and what it's opened up for parents. It just is a little tool for them to rely on and to read, and it's good information.
Good. Wonderful. And if anyone is interested, obviously you mentioned Helios, haven't you?
Oh yeah, it's available. Yeah, you can buy it from the homeopathic bookshop, from Helios, from myself, Informed Parent, from the Arnica. No, not the Arnica. Yeah, there's a few different places. If you just Google it, you'll find it, or you can contact me direct either
Good.
way.
So I do want to talk about your work as the course director at the College of Naturopathic Medicine, which is the CNM. Do share what that entails, I guess, because I know that it's a massive, massive college with many, many hubs around the world. And in fact, when Herman came on, he did share quite a bit of information of how it works. But how's the homeopathy department, I suppose? How is that going?
It's going really well. I think the biggest development for us at the moment is that we're creating an online course. That's the newest sort of project that we're working on. So at the moment it's an in-person course, and generally it happens the students would come in about once a month. All the courses at CNM, I mean, yeah, it's lovely. It's sort of like special feature, I guess, as a college, is that if you go in to learn one of the specialisms, and the main specialisms there are nutrition, homeopathy, herbalism, acupuncture. But the lovely thing is that you'll always come out with two diplomas, your specialism and also a naturopathic diploma as well. Because even if you came and studied homeopathy, you'd also study naturopathy alongside your homeopathy, which is actually really interesting because, my book, that's really what my book is doing. It's saying, here's homeopathy, which is obviously amazing by itself, but here's all of these other things, diet and flower essences and nutrition, I've said. But there's all these other sort of natural cures, lotions and potions that are just brilliant to know about. And that's what the naturopathic element of the college really offers. So you've got your main modality, but then you've got all of this extra information, iridology, tissue salts, so all the students will have a rounded knowledge of herbs of all of the modalities. So herbs, homeopathy, tissue salts, TCM, which is traditional Chinese medicine. And yeah, so it's you're not just your yeah your knowledge is much more rounded, which I think is really lovely. And obviously, within the college, students will often move around between courses. They might do start off doing nutrition and then think, oh, I think I'm gonna learn homeopathy. But yeah, but there's I mean it's interesting because they CNM just had their 25th anniversary last year, or perhaps it was the year before, but very, very recently. And when CNM began, the homeopathy course was the biggest course it ran. So I studied 2006 to 2010. So I think it was all happening around that time. So the course that was the most thriving, hugest course, just basically petered out into nothing. And yeah, and it's now obviously, yeah, now we're running it again, and it's coming back with great vigor, which is really exciting. And I think it actually represents sort of what's happening in the homeopathy world wider than just the college, because I really feel I think the pandemic did a great job in helping that in that respect. I think the I remember I think Helios and the homeopathic pharmacies had never been busier, you know, since since the well during and since the pandemic. So yeah, so the it's interesting the sort of fluctuation in homeopathy, the journey that it's taken, whereas it's, you know, we obviously got so many homeopathic hospitals and yeah, but there's this very, or well, there was, there probably still is, but it's less loud at the moment. You know, a real push to suppress it, push it down. And people are often very surprised that there was homeopathic hospitals in the UK, and that you could, and you still can, you know, go to your GP and get referred to a homeopathic hospital. So that's always, you know, that's very surprising to people because it's certainly not mainstream knowledge, but
It's
that is
yeah.
the truth. You know, and that homeopathy, and I think the history of homeopathy is so interesting about how homeopathy rivaled allopathy. You know, they were
Yes.
kind of equals when it all first began. And what I also what I always love to think, well, I always love to tell people that that you know, because obviously allopathy at that time was doing a lot of mercury elixirs, and actually they were labelled the quack doctors because people because people literally felt like they were going mad after their mercury elixir. And so it's very interesting how it's they've cleverly twisted it around that we are now known as the quacks, but actually it was them. That's
Well, it's
you're your
yeah, but
friend.
things are changing. Times are changing.
Definitely they
Yeah,
are.
things are
Definitely they are.
getting much, much, much better. And I think, like you said, post-pandemic, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it
It
is.
just
It
really
is.
is, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the time to be in natural health now. And it's exciting. It's
Absolutely.
very, it feels very exciting. Yeah. So I don't know if I've told you enough about the CNM. I mean, the college, no matter what happens, all the students always start with a year of biomed. So they go in and do a year of biomed and then they choose their specialism. So I'm spending, yeah, I'm kind of really focusing on educating people about homeopathy, you know, within the college and on social media, because I think if people really actually knew what homeopathy, you know, what potential it has, I'm pretty sure they'd study that.
It's really brilliant, and you know what? It's been an absolute delight to have you on and talk about all of this. And Zoe, it's been an absolute delight and an honor to have you on. And
Thank
I
you.
do hope we can talk some more later this year. And I
You're
do
welcome.
over summer definitely look forward to seeing you
Yeah,
face
lovely.
to
All right.
face. I mean, not virtually.
Yes, not via Zoom. Yeah, no, lovely. I'll look forward to that. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And I will talk to you very soon indeed.
All right. Bye for
Okay,
now.
bye. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @liketreatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet, or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.